America's aircraft safety regulator has been the industry's gold standard since it was set up in the 1950s. When the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, called out an aeroplane as unsafe, counterparts around the world followed its lead. That changed after a Boeing 737 MAX jetliner crashed in Ethiopia on March 10th, killing all 157 on board, 5 months after the same model went down in Indonesia in apparently similar circumstances. The FAA grounded it only once all other big regulators around the world had done so. A week on, analysis of the black box recovered in Ethiopia suggests clear similarities with the Indonesian accident, the country's transport ministry said on March 17th. This raises questions about the FAA's certification of the plane. On March 17th, the Wall Street Journal reported that the Department of Justice had launched a probe into the MAX's development. 2 days later, the Transportation Secretary began an audit of the aeroplane's certification process. What went wrong? John Ostrower, an aviation writer, points to Boeing's decision in 2011 to put a new fuel-efficient engine on an earlier version of the popular 737. Airbus, its European arch-rival, was also planning to do the same on its competing narrow-body jet, the A320. But although there was plenty of room under the A320 to fit these wider engines, the squatter 737 had less space. Boeing decided to mount the engine further forward instead, making the plane less aerodynamically stable. To improve stability, Boeing installed software called MCAS. This allowed pilots who were certified for the older 737 to fly the new version without getting a new license. Boeing did not mention MCAS in instruction manuals before the Indonesian crash, the Seattle Times reported. Investigators think that MCAS may have contributed to that accident. Boeing continues to have full confidence in the 737 MAX's safety. While investigations continue, it says Boeing is finalizing its development of a previously announced software update and pilot training revision that will address the MCAS flight control law's behavior in response to erroneous sensor inputs.